Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Adriana. How can I assist you today?
Hi, Adriana. I just have like two questions. So, I just checked my email. It's pretty much been like 2 weeks now, and my Ghostbuster buildup collections haven't been moved. It just keeps saying something about currently awaiting packaging at USPS.
Okay, well, let me take a look into it. Can I have the account number, customer number, if you have that available?
Yes, it's 339-22-540-001.
And thank you for providing this information. And can I have you to verify your first name and the shipping address, please?
Enrique, shipping address is 155. I'm sorry, shipping address is P.O. Box 23952, Brooklyn, New York, 11202.
Okay, thank you for providing this information. Let's see. And thank you for patiently holding. The system is still loading.
No problem. Take your time.
Okay, so it has been 2 weeks or 14 days since it's physically left here with us. Usually on the 14th day, we consider the package lost if it doesn't arrive to you by then. So I'm going to request for a replacement to be sent out to you. Once the replacement has been shipped, we will email you with another good information. We do apologize in regards to the delay.
It's not your fault. It's just that okay, cause I think at some point I'm probably gonna veer off from the PO box. Is it possible I could get it shipped to a new address?
Yes, sir, we can have it shipped to a physical address. Do you happen to have that address that you can provide me
Yes,
today?
so name is the same. The address is gonna be 8646 Fort Hamilton Parkway. Brooklyn, New York, 11209, apartment 1C.
And that zip code one more time, please.
Zip code is 11209.
And just to re-verify, that's 8446 Fort, Fort, Hamilton Parkway, number 1C, Brooklyn, New York, 11209.
It's 8646, so 8646.
Yes, 8646.
Okay, yeah. That's fine. I just have to say it to myself because I recently moved here and I kept switching out the numbers. That's why I keep repeating it to myself.
Yes, sir, I understand. So I'm going to update that address for you, and we're going to have this replacement sent directly to the apartment.
Okay. And then one last thing. I don't know if you would know this. So I was recently on YouTube, and come to find out, I didn't know you guys have the Enterprise. I was just wondering, would the Enterprise be almost like the same thing as the Ghostbuster thing, you know, four issues, you know, $15 each or something like that?
Yes, sir, that's right. It's the same thing, just the pricing will probably be a bit different. Or probably even the same, if I'm not mistaken. I'm sorry.
I was always tempted. I'm almost tempted to, but I'm just like, no, I don't. Because the thing about the Ghostbuster thing, I didn't know, like, at some point, because I was actually expecting just the Ghostbuster parts, you know, the hat, T-shirts, and the case. But I didn't know, you know, I didn't know sometimes I get the random emails talking about, you know, as part of your service, you know, you get this premium item. And I'm just like, yeah, we charge you an extra $60. So I don't want to, you know, get charged almost like $200 for just like Ghostbuster and then Enterprise stuff. I mean, I kind of want to get the Enterprise, I'm not going to lie. But maybe I should hold off on that. I should probably hold off on that for a bit.
And you can always opt out of the specialties instead of receiving these additional items that you get charged for. You can always opt out of it and just continue receiving the normal pieces that build the actual model.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I thought with the Ghostbuster thing, I really thought it was just, okay, getting all the parts for the car and then probably a T-shirt, a hat, which, and that's another thing too, because they don't really have my size, because when I go on the website, they'll say large, extra large, and I'm more of like maybe a double X, triple X kind of style, but they never have that size. But I don't know if anything I can, I don't know. I'm honestly tempted, because I really do like the Enterprise, and just to build one out of metal is actually kind of interesting. I might have to wait on that one. I'm really tempted, because I see it on YouTube and I see these guys building it. I'm just like, man, I kind of wish I would have had that too. But yeah, I'm in an apartment, so I don't want to, you know, fill the space up with too much stuff. But I think that was pretty much it. Because every time I click on the link, it keeps telling me the same thing. I don't know why it says currently awaiting packaging, and that's what kind of happened with one of your items a long time ago. It was from like 30 to 32 or 30 to 34, something like that. And I didn't get that until probably like 4 months later. I just got a notification saying, oh, you got a package in the post office. And I'm thinking, okay, what's this? And I look, and it was one of the kits from a long time ago that just got sent to me. But you say after like 14 days, it's usually deemed lost. So like okay, let's just say you do the resend today, and let's say by Monday I click this link again and it says, oh yeah, it's on its way. So I'm gonna get like two of the same items.
Yes, sir. And you don't have to send it back. You're more than welcome to keep it for extra pieces, or the scar of it the way that you feel that it needs to scar. But you don't have to send it back in case you get two of the same pieces.
Okay. All right, yeah. So I guess that's it then. You know, I just wanted to know what was up, because I was actually gonna go to the post office early, and I just kept double checking to make sure it's not just chilling there, or if the package is there and it's just not updated in the system. But yeah, I think that's it.
Yes, sir. And if you run into any problems or any other questions or concerns, please feel free to reach out to us, and we'll be happy to assist you.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. Have a wonderful weekend.
All right, you too.